The report in the Wisconsin State Journal showed that staff at the Department of Natural Resources recommended referring the waste hauler's case to the Department of Justice for prosecution. Records showed the company may have spread waste at three times the legal limit, enough to potentially contaminate drinking water at neighboring wells. The paper reported that political appointees at the department thwarted that staff recommendation. It also reported that referrals to the Department of Justice for all environmental violations were lower than they'd been at any time in more than a decade. Democrat Tom Barrett said that point concerned him.
I can't believe that just in the last 16 months that all of a sudden people have stopped polluting. So then the question is, well, what's going on there? Is the state simply turning a blind eye to what's going on?
Barrett did not weigh in on the specific case highlighted by the State Journal. Governor Walker did, saying he was not concerned because the company was referred to the Waukesha and Jefferson County District Attorneys.
The case of them referring it to the DA, they actually two different DAs asked them to reduce what the DNR recommended. So that's an external body that didn't have anything directly to do with that.
The DAs fined the company roughly $4,300. If the case had been referred to the Department of Justice, the fine could have been as high as $40,000. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.